From everything I have heard, even from Kelcad, the Hutts place the Clatooinian youths where they are best suited.
She took another bite of the puckpaw, wiping the juice from her chin.
Where the Hutts think they are best suited, not their own people, Ben said. That's a huge distinction. We place the...
Vistara suddenly fell silent, one hand creeping up to her throat. The half-eaten puckpaw fruit tumbled from her other hand as she clutched Ben's arm. She appeared unable to breathe.
The argument utterly fled from Ben's mind, replaced by quick, cold, slithering fear as Vistara choked. Almost immediately, he reached out, both physically to slip an arm around her and in the force, and focused his attention on the object lodging in her throat. He needn't have worried, of course. Vistara, even while choking, was level-headed and a powerful force user. She had already thought of the same thing he had, and the small piece of fruit moved from blocking her airway to her mouth, where she spat it out.
You okay?
She nodded. For a second there, he wondered if she had been faking it, but he had sensed the blockage was serious. She gave him a grin.
Well, that was attractive,
she said, her cheeks coloring a little.
Sorry about that.
Hey, it's fine, Ben said.
His arm was still around her. He found he didn't want to remove it, nor did he want to revisit the conversation they'd been having. It was an argument, a clash, and he was growing increasingly weary of struggling against her. For the time being, they were all supposed to be working together. She was beautiful and smart, and they were simply walking through an outdoor market. Did they have to be fighting while doing so? Couldn't it all be, he didn't know, set aside for an hour?
Vistara was still embarrassed, and the thought pleased him a little. She cared about how he thought of her.
He squeezed her shoulder reassuringly, and she didn't protest. She even leaned into him a little, smiling at him. The scar, that tiny little scar that she disliked so much, stretched with the gesture and made her smile even wider. He wanted to tell her,
I don't want to fight with you. There's enough strife and anger and bad feelings running around as it is. I know there are things we can't agree on, and things that make my gut hurt to think that you really believe. I know that I want to show you my world, my thoughts, what I believe is right. And I think that maybe you might listen one day. But for now, I just want to walk around with you and just be us. Can't we just be us?
Instead, he said, keeping his voice light.
So, how'd you get that scar?
Her smile widened, became mischievous. His heart did something strange in his chest.
Oh, that was when I was beginning my apprenticeship training,
she said, her voice deadly serious, but her eyes bright.
In order to prove that I was worthy to be trained, I had to fight 4 Rukuros, all fed enough to keep them strong and deadly, but kept so that they were not at the height of their aggression. I had a sporting chance.
They had started walking now, ambling, heading no place in particular. She continued melodramatically.
They all came at me at once. 4 sets of claws as long as my hand, a mouthful of teeth, tails that were barbed with poison. I killed all but one before they could get me. But before that one died, right as my lightsaber sliced him neatly into 6 pieces, he struck out with a claw and tore my mouth. And that's what caused the scar.
Ben grinned at her. The argument they had had earlier was forgotten, gone like a cloud blown away by a cleansing wind.
Well, I have to say, I'm not impressed.
A sudden scream sounded from inside the market, followed by a loud crash. For half a heartbeat, Ben and Vistara stared at each other.
Then Ben grasped his lightsaber and raced back toward the marketplace as fast as he could go. Vistara was right beside him.